The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hello, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com for more relevant news and patient perspectives. Non-invasive brain stimulation can ease some MS symptoms. Review. Non-invasive brain stimulation, NIBS, may be able to reduce fatigue, spasticity, and pain, and improve quality of life in patients with multiple sclerosis, a new meta-analysis reports. The review assessed several NIBS interventions targeting different brain regions. The results suggest that these techniques can have immediate effects on several neurological symptoms of MS, with some improvements lasting for over a month. We can conclude that symptoms including fatigue, pain, spasticity, and quality of life can be improved by following NIBS protocol after treatment, the researchers wrote, noting, however, that most of the included studies lack a good methodology, and more high-quality randomized clinical trials are needed. The study, Non-Invasive Brain Stimulation Therapy on Neurological Symptoms in Patients with Multiple Sclerosis, a Network Meta-Analysis, was published in the journal Frontiers in Neurology. NIBS emerging as method to ease disease symptoms. MS is a neurodegenerative disorder in which excessive inflammation causes damage to nerve cells, leading to a range of symptoms with movement issues, fatigue, and pain being some of the most common. NIBS interventions are emerging techniques designed to help ease disease symptoms by non-invasively modifying the electric signals in the brain. The most common used NIBS interventions include transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS, and transcranial electrical stimulation, or TES. TMS uses magnetic fields to generate short electric pulses in specific regions of the brain to stimulate the area. TMS can be applied in single or repetitive pulses, as well as in so-called intermittent theta bursts, which deliver short bursts of theta waves. TES, on the other hand, uses scalp electrodes that pass a weak electric current between them, stimulating the brain tissues in the way. Depending on the type of current used, TES can be classified as direct current, alternating current, or random noise. NIBS found in studies to be safe and promising for treating MS symptoms. Several studies have assessed the benefits of NIBS techniques in patients with MS, including direct current TES and repetitive pulse TMS, and showed that NIBS is safe and a promising therapy for some MS symptoms. Although several reviews have summarized and described the overall effects of NIBS, few have tried to compare the different techniques and to assess which may be the most efficient treatment for MS-specific symptoms. Furthermore, this research field is in constant development, with newer techniques yet to be reviewed. To fill this knowledge gap, researchers in China conducted a meta-analysis of studies assessing NIBS interventions, published up to February 18. They focused only on clinical trials that tested NIBS against a sham device for neurological symptoms in patients with MS. To achieve the best possible results, we searched the literature extensively and evaluated outcome indicators comprehensively, the researchers wrote. Of the initial 2,269 studies, 27 were ultimately assessed and included in the meta-analysis, comprising a total of 596 MS patients. Most trials were done in Europe, 18 studies, with the remaining in Egypt, Iran, the U.S., 2 trials each, Australia, Turkey, and Russia, 1 study each. Results showed that both TMS and TES techniques significantly eased fatigue and spasticity, muscle stiffening, and involuntary muscle spasms, whereas one TMS technique reduced pain, and one TES technique eased quality of life, although not significantly. Repetitive TMS of primary motor cortex was most effective for fatigue, short term. The most effective approach for fatigue was repetitive TMS, targeting the primary motor cortex, a brain region involved in motor control, which had the best immediate effect on this symptom. However, long-term fatigue was more effectively eased with direct current, TES, targeting the left dorsolateral prefrontal cortex, a region involved in planning, working memory, and selective attention. Intermittent theta burst, TMS, targeting the primary motor cortex, was the best approach for spasticity in the short term, but long-term spasticity benefited more from a TES approach with direct current stimulation, targeting the thoracic region of the spinal cord. Other symptoms had only data for short-term effects, like spasticity, intermittent theta burst TMS. Targeting the primary motor cortex was also the most effective NIBS for pain, and direct current TES, targeting the left dorsolateral prefrontal cortex, was the best for improving quality of life. Some approaches also seemed better than a sham procedure at improving accuracy, reaction time, and hand dexterity, but the differences failed to reach statistical significance. Overall, the findings of this meta-analysis present further evidence that NIBS might be a promising and effective treatment for fatigue, spasticity, pain, and quality of life in patients with MS, the researchers wrote. However, most trials in the analysis had quality issues related to bias and indirectness and inconsistency of data, all of which reduced the degree of certainty of the evidence gathered. To improve the methodological rigor of the evidence, more randomized trials with a higher level of quality, more participants, and a longer follow-up period are needed, the researchers wrote. This news article was written by Joanna Vindayan-Renew on December 12, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. The MS Wire, a column by Ed Tobias, published on December 9, 2022. Time is Brain, Managing Brain Atrophy with MS. This is one of my Nobody Ever Told Me That columns. I was amazed when I read a comment from one of my MS Wire readers recently about brain shrinkage. I've had MS since 2011. I had no idea about brain shrinkage, she wrote. I guess I shouldn't have been surprised. A survey taken in 2018 by the Multiple Sclerosis Association of America reported that of the 1,337 people affected by multiple sclerosis who responded, only 20% considered themselves to be moderately or very satisfied with the information they received from healthcare providers about brain shrinkage, and 62.7% reported never discussing it with a member of their MS care team. On the other hand, about 78% of respondents said they were either very or extremely concerned about MS-related cognitive decline, and 29% said that cognitive impairment was significantly affecting their life quality. So, it seems a good idea to provide a little primer about our brains in MS. Brain shrinkage is silent. The medical term for brain shrinkage is brain atrophy, but shrinkage is a good way to describe what happens. The brain's volume is reduced. This happens to everyone, to some extent, as we grow older. But the term brain atrophy is used when more shrinkage occurs than would be expected for a person's age. Research indicates that in people with MS, the rate of brain atrophy is faster than in healthy people and is associated with disability progression in the absence of relapses. This is something called silent MS, and it's something we should all be aware of. While the insidious accumulation of disability is characteristic of the progressive MS disease courses, PIRA, progression independent of relapse activity, has recently emerged as a critical clinical feature also in relapsing MS, researchers wrote in JAMA Neurology. What can be done about it? Clinical trials report several MS disease-modifying therapies, or DMTs, can slow brain atrophy, among them Aubagio, teriflunomide, Mavenclad, cladribine, Lemtrada, alemtuzumab, Gilenya, fingolimod, and the experimental therapy Ibutilast. You can find stories about these DMTs by searching brain atrophy on the MS News Today's website. Another strategy to fight brain atrophy is to increase brain reserve, the ability of the brain to adapt after damage. Some research indicates this can be accomplished by living a brain-healthy lifestyle. This involves things such as participating in physical and mental activity, keeping weight under control, limiting alcohol intake, and quitting smoking. Hit it hard, hit it fast. Whether it's done with medication or lifestyle modifications, a key to reducing brain atrophy seems to be starting treatment early with the most effective medication possible. As my neurologist likes to say, time is brain. The phrase was coined a quarter century ago by neurologist Camilo Gomez in relation to the treatment of stroke patients, but it seems equally applicable to people with MS. Early intervention is vital, with a treatment that can reduce disease activity. As the 2015 report, Brain Health, Time Matters in Multiple Sclerosis, notes. I think that's as true today as it was 7 years ago. Maybe, with the highly effective DMTs available today, even more so. Remember, time is brain. To read more columns from Ed Tobias and our other contributors, visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel and never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.